Hey, Master Souls. So, today we are diving in to a little thing I like to call success. This is a class that's called What to Do When It's Working. You know, we talk a lot about the things that we need to do and the tools that we need to do to succeed, or the things that we need to clear or be when things are not succeeding, but we don't often talk about what happens when everything's actually going your way. Because there's something unreal about it actually happening. And let's face it, you know, it's not necessarily the things that drag us down that are really frightening. In fact, we're expected to have those moments, right? We expect to have struggle. We expect to have pain. We expect to have lows, right? We expect to feel defeat. Those are all things that are expected. And while on the other hand, we also expect success, love, happiness, joy, it can also be the one thing that we're avoiding the most. You guys have all heard the Marianne Williamson quote about the light being the one thing that is the most crazy ass to put wrap our brains around. And it's true. So if we've been doing all of this work and all of a sudden things start coming together, what do you do then? That's when there's a simple sentence that comes into play. How happy will you allow yourself to be? How successful will you allow yourself to be? How much joy will you allow yourself to have? How much love will you allow yourself to have? Whatever it is that success looks like to you, how much of that are you going to allow yourself to have? How good will you let it be? How good can you let it be? And it seems like such a simple sentence because you know you deserve love, happiness, joy, success. It's everything that we're working towards, right? And so it seems asinine that it's also the thing that we try to shut down as fast as possible. How good can you let it be? When you're happy, do you go and watch a sad movie sometimes? You know, we've all done it. Do you, when you are feeling, I don't know, when you're feeling peaceful, do you wait for something, the other shoe to drop, right? When you're at a beautiful level of success, one that you've been working towards, how fearful do you feel about keeping that, about ever doing it again, right? About not being worthy of it. What is it that when you hit that beautiful level of success that you've been working towards, what are the triggers that are going to rip the rug out from underneath you because it feels better on some twisted, weird way, right? We have these glass ceilings of how good we think life can be. And when we bust through the ceiling, it feels euphoric and amazing. But all of a sudden, we realize, holy shit, we're floating in space. This is uncharted territory. Warning, warning, warning. It sets off our ego and it sets off our survival instincts. No matter how much we've cleared, every time we reach a new level of success, a new ceiling, a new bust through the ceiling, what happens is we feel the euphoria of it, and then all of a sudden we start questioning, how good am I allowed, how good is life allowed to be for me? And it might not be a conscious thing, but at some level, vibrationally, emotionally, there will be that, oh shit. That's why people talk about, you know, that crash, right? We're going great and then we crash. Well, it's because we have hit our own ceiling. And let me tell you something, not everything good in your life lies outside of that ceiling, outside of our boundaries of comfort. But if we are succeeding, we are stretching those boundaries. Even if we haven't busted out of them, we stretch our boundaries all of the time, and we stretch our capacity to feel good. And that's what growth really is. It's not really knowing more or being more. It's stretching our own capacity to feel good. And it's stretching our ability to create that good feeling within ourselves, that place of wholeness, joy, love, right? And so when things are succeeding, how do we maintain that and continue growing? It's like that piece of elastic that doesn't have the snapback anymore. How do we get stretched so far into feeling good that it actually won't go back? And it's just as simple as asking yourself, how good can I let this feel? How good can I let my life be? And there are things that will be thrown into our pathway that will make us question it on some level, that will spur that ego loop that we all love so much. It will take those past stories and those future predictions. A lot of times when we're in that level of success, when we're succeeding, when things are working, that's the time when we're right here. And we automatically want to go back into the loop. And sometimes, because it feels so good, the loop is very jarring, right? And sometimes it's subtle and innocuous. We're feeling really good and all of a sudden those past stories come out. And maybe we've cleared them all, but then that future story comes up, yeah, but how long can I maintain this? How long can I really feel this good? This good is a temporary high. See, all of those beliefs that come in with success are all right there. And so as we trigger that ego loop on either side, we can deal with succeeding in the same way that we deal with not succeeding. It's actually the exact same energy as when we're in the void and when we're in the success. It's surrendering into it and allowing it just to be, of getting out of that ego loop and into the full presence of it. Because in this moment, everything is good. Because in this moment, I feel as good as I can feel. Because in this moment, life is really good. In the same way that we say, in this moment, I feel angry. In this moment, I feel scared. That's how we release all of the stories and how we stretch those fat pants out until they no longer have stretch anymore, right? That's the ultimate goal, is to not have the snapback, to not dive into the loop automatically when things are going well. To not expect the other shoe to drop is a miracle in life. And so if you're in a relationship and you're expecting it someday to go wrong, but you're good with it now, you're happy, but you know it's not going to last, you're in the ego loop. Instead of saying, this is a beautiful relationship. Right now, I am so fulfilled and so happy. And I can see a future together, and that's beautiful. And in this moment, I'm so appreciative that this person is in my life in this moment in time. And I can love them fully and completely because this is working for me right now. Regardless of what's worked in the past or will work in the future, this is where I am right now. I have succeeded in making a perfect widget for this moment. And wherever it goes, I can see it doing all of these magical things, but it didn't used to do those magical things, so maybe it won't do those magical things, but it's a perfect widget for right now. Success is not something that is other than any other emotion that you have in your life. It is how good can I feel? And it's exactly the same conversation as how bad does this feel? I'm pushing. I'm succeeding. It's the same way. We can throw the same tools at our success that we can at our struggles. It doesn't mean that it has to be hard work. What it means is we get to be present with it and we get to recognize that whatever we're doing is working and it feels really good. It feels grounded. It feels whole. There might be the euphoria, which is spectacular. Frickin' celebrate the euphoria. Have a great party celebrating the fact that it's working. Recognize it in yourself. Acknowledge yourself, your heart, your soul, your work. And then when that euphoria fizzles out and it becomes reality, instead of sliding in our ego, be really present with it and say, this feels really good. I can stay in this good and I can create more good anytime I want in any way that that looks like. What to do when it's working is to allow it to work. I love you all and I'll see you guys on the inside.